This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We've got Skype. You can Skype in here at Skype username lrn.fm. We also have our toll-free numbers, which are 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. For those of you just tuning in, we have gone into the realm of the bizarre with this story out of the Fort Lauderdale airport from yesterday with the shooter, who is still alive. He was taken without incident after the incident of him shooting people to death in the airport, shooting five people to death. Sounds like maybe as many as six that were wounded in addition to that.
Last night, there were eight taken to hospitals. Today, six are still in the hospital.
One witness said that he just randomly shot people, no rhyme or reason, and then lay down face down, spread eagle, and waited for deputies to come and get him. So no shootout with the police. He just, you know, blasted through all his ammo and then just waited there quietly. According to the individual, the witness, Mr. Mark Leah, at that point, the gunman showed no remorse. He didn't say anything. He said nothing. No emotion, no nothing, about as straight-faced as you can get. And there's a detailed story here that actually is coming from the story at the New York Times, which says that he appeared at an FBI office in Anchorage back in November and made remarks, including telling them that he had his mind being controlled by a U.S. intelligence agency and that they had been telling him to go and look at ISIS videos on the internet. And so when we talked about that, you know, I said, well, you know, I don't necessarily disbelieve that the technology exists to transmit voice of some sort into one's head. How exactly that works, I don't know. But I don't know if I believe whether it was being used on him or not. And so we then heard from a guy in who was in the Navy back in 2002 who claimed that his ship was being tested on. There was like a three-hour-long test where they were receiving on-and-off transmissions from a different ship that they were hearing voice and they were hearing music in their heads no matter where they were on the ship. Now, he didn't really know much about the technology itself, but then the next call, this is what I love about radio.
And just to point out, the guy that was on the Navy boat ship said that it sounded like someone was whispering from behind you, but you knew nobody was there. So it wasn't like, you know, just the internal thoughts in their brain were like, I'm hearing something. They were actually hearing something external to their head.
Right. And so then the next call, and this is what I love about radio, is we can get feedback from different people, information from folks we don't know. We don't have the ability to just call up experts on this show, nor do we really have the time to do any kind of preparation like that. So it's always great when people call in with new information. And so this guy calls in. He says it's called Medusa, the you know, wave technology that the guy in the ship, the Navy ship, was likely experiencing was Medusa. So, of course, we went and looked it up. And here's a detailed piece from Wired Magazine. 2008 headline, the microwave scream inside your skull. Let me just jump through this so we have a little bit more about Medusa before we go to your calls.
Medusa apparently stands for Mob Excess Deterrent Using Silent Audio.
The U.S. military bankrolled early development of a non-lethal microwave weapon that creates sound inside your head. But in the end, the gadget may just be as likely to wind up in shopping malls as on battlefields, as reported in The New Scientist. The project is known as Medusa, a contrived acronym for Mob Excess Deterrent Using Silent Audio, and it should not be confused with the long-range acoustic device and similar gadgets which simply project sound. This one uses the so-called microwave auditory effect. A beam of microwaves is turned into sound by the interaction with your head. Nobody else can hear it unless they are in the beam as well. The effect has long been a laboratory curiosity with no application, but over the years, the military's been intrigued. The idea, dubbed the telepathic ray gun, was mentioned in a 1998 U.S. Army study, which turned up in a recent Freedom of Information Act document dump. 5 years later, the Navy decided to put some R&D dollars into the project. Now, as I note on the New Scientist website, Dr. Lev Sadovnik of the Sierra Nevada Corporation has provided more details. There are health risks, he notes, but the biggest issue from the microwave weapon is not the radiation. It's the risk of brain damage from the high-intensity shockwave created by the microwave pulse. Clearly, much more research is needed on this effect at the sort of power levels that the doctor's proposing. But if it does prove hazardous, that doesn't mean an end to weapons research in this area. A device that delivered a lethal shockwave inside a target's skull might make an effective death ray. Dr. Sadovnik also makes the intriguing suggestion that instead of being used at high power to create an intolerable noise, it might be used at low power to produce a whisper that was too quiet to perceive consciously, but might be able to subconsciously influence someone. The directional beam could be used for targeted messages, such as in-store promotion. So this is more than just some noise-making technology. They are literally saying here that it has the capability of being heard, being able to be understood by the target or the victim or whatever you want to call that person in question.
So basically subliminal messaging.
Not even, well, no, he said that if it was quiet enough, it could be considered subliminal, but presumably there would be a volume level between blaring loud and so quiet that you can barely hear it, that would just sound like a voice in your head. Obviously, it says here that Sadovnik even suggests subliminal advertising, beaming information that is not consciously heard, while the effectiveness of subliminal persuasion is dubious. The author says, I can see there might be some organizations interested in this capability, and if that doesn't work, you could always point the thing at birds. They seem to be highly sensitive to microwave audio, so it might be used to scare flocks away from wind farms or shoo pigeons from city streets. But it's interesting, the timeline he talks about here, there was the 1998 U.S. Army study, and then 5 years later, the Navy put R&D dollars into it, which pretty much ties into that 2002 report from our caller saying that he had this tested on him in the Navy. So if you want to share your thoughts here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Is there something to the claim of the shooter in Fort Lauderdale? It's starting to sound more and more believable, Daryl.
Yeah.
And the question is, from how far of a distance can this technology be used? You know, does this guy have somebody following him around in a car shooting him with this audio? Or, you know, at what distance is it effective? We don't know the answers to that question. Presumably the technology has been improved since the last 15 or so years.
Right. Were they, you know, shooting this at his house?
Mm-hmm.
Were they, you know, as you said, you know, following him in a car, shooting him constantly? It's so very, very strange.
It is, and as we learn more, we'll let you know. You can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Chris, we tend to learn most of our stuff from our callers, so you should keep us in the loop. 855-450-FREE. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Thomas is in Virginia Beach, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hey, Thomas.
Thank you, sir, for calling. Talking to you.
Yes, sir, that's what we do.
You know, I think that the topic of this guy, you know, is horrific. That, you know, anybody that could go into an airport and do such of a thing, okay, and kill people, mm-hmm. And it's just like anybody that could take a child off the street that's, you know, deranged and hurt, okay, and made as God gave them to be. It just, I'm kind of stopped here right now because I'm hurt. Okay,
it sounds like you might be hurt.
I'm very, very hurt over this.
Yeah, it's
you
horrifying.
Know what I'm talking about, and this is not the subject that we were talking about, but you know. People need to understand that people are people and human beings are human beings, okay?
And they don't. They shouldn't be treating with violence towards one another. There's no doubt about that. Thomas,
that's
thanks
right.
for the call. Appreciate the sentiment, if expressed a little jumbledly. 855 450 free. Probably no words. There's no word called jumbledly, is there, Daryl? Jumbled. Just jumbled. It's Free Talk Live. 855 450 free.
You can add Lee to a word.
You can join
make
us
it
here.
Another word.
We're coming up. Live Saturday show.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live. You dial toll free, taking control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe you've been involved in one of these creepy tests of this Medusa microwave sound transmission technology that we've just learned about here tonight. I mean, I'd always heard that there was some kind of technology for this, but I didn't know what it was called. I'd never really taken any time to look into it. But now that we actually have a confirmed shooter from the Fort Lauderdale airport, who's still alive. He didn't get shot to death or kill himself after having shot several people in the Fort Lauderdale airport to death yesterday. He claimed in an interview with an FBI agent back in November in Anchorage that he was being mind controlled, that there were people from the federal government talking to him inside his brain. Yes. And telling him to go and watch Islamic State videos on the internet and read their materials, presumably. They interviewed him, ultimately cutting him loose, saying that it seemed like he was not totally insane, so apparently he could just, you know, be back out on the streets. And now he's committed murder. So is there something to it? Was he making that up? Is he just insane? I mean, obviously he's crazy to go and do what he did, but is he actually being influenced by members of the federal government beyond just the fact that he was a member of their military for a while and saw some action in, I think it was Afghanistan, saw some of his buddies blown up by IEDs. He was in a bomb removal group, I guess, out there where they were sweeping the streets and removing IEDs. And so he did witness the horrific explosion and, you know, ultimate demise of two of his friends. So I'm sure that did some damage to him.
Right.
But, you know, is he really being mind controlled? There's some evidence here that he may, could be, at least technically, it seems to be possible. Whether he was or not, of course, is impossible to prove.
Right.
Because all you can do is go on the word of a crazy person. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. By the way, coming up in February, we are just a few weeks away from this. Several weeks from now, February 25th through the 28th. So maybe like a month and a half away at the Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo in Acapulco, Mexico. It's going to be Anarcapulco, the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists. It's held annually. It's the third year of the event. They bring together hundreds of principled anarchists to share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state and central banks. The unparalleled lineup of speakers will be discussing entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. It's February 25th through the 28th. Lots of great speakers will be there. You can go to the website, anarcapulco.com, get your tickets, learn more about the event. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event, so we'll look forward to seeing you there if you're going to be attending anarcapulco.com. Continuing now with your calls and thoughts, we go to Dana, listening in Grand Rapids to WTKG. Hello, Dana. Hello, Dana in Grand Rapids, going once. Dana in Grand Rapids, going twice.
Hello?
There you are. Go ahead.
Okay. I think I've seen a movie. I don't know if it was on, you know how those Turner Classic movies, TCM has black and white movies?
Sure.
I think I might have saw one in black and white, maybe one in color, not so many years ago, how they rerun them, you know, about something like this, you know how they say, does art, you know, imitate life or vice versa? And sometimes
right.
It goes both ways. So, but from what I understand, that subliminal message has to be sustained. Now, because the guy was in the military, and even if he's not in the military, because of the internet, people can read. I'm not saying this didn't happen to him because he was obviously messed up. There's proof that he sought psychiatric help or at least a psychologist for depression or something. I can't remember what they said on the news, but he has sought help. And I want to interject this. I have such respect for our military, such respect. I can't believe those guys go through what they go through. Has there been some baddies, so to speak, over the years? I'm sure there has. But overwhelmingly, I can't wrap my, I wouldn't trade my place. And it's a volunteer, trade my place for theirs. And it's a volunteer, you know, draft. And so, I mean, not a draft, but a...
Well, I got to say, I don't respect people who follow orders blindly. And I think that's ultimately what a lot of people in the military do.
I didn't say blindly. But you know what? There's a whole different enemy out there than in the past. That being said,
who's that?
So I'm not knocking him because he's in the military.
Who's the whole different enemy? You said there's a whole different enemy. Who's that?
The ones in the Middle East.
The ones in the Middle East. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, they don't. Not that the others didn't. Well, ISIS, and not
ISIS.
That the others. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And not that. And so we don't know exactly what he experienced over there. But, you know, the movies put out by those that have come back, whether it's 13 Hours or, you know, in any of those movies, I can't imagine, you know, those.
Well, obviously those movies are dramatized to quite a bit of an extent. Plenty of military experience from people we've talked to is very, very boring and dull. I remember we used to know a guy who would occasionally co-host the show with us, who was a helicopter pilot, who talked about how they had him sweeping the dirt or the, you know, like the sand off of the tarmac or whatever, over and over again, just moving dirt around, just a mind-numbingly boring task.
Right.
So, you
and
know, it seems to range from mind-numbingly
that...
boring to horrifyingly violent and mind-destroyingly violent. Thank you, Dana, for your call tonight. And, of course, plenty of them come back, and they are damaged beyond belief mentally, not just
right.
physically, but also mentally, ultimately resulting in thousands of suicides, I believe, on a yearly basis.
About 22 a day, I believe, is the statistic that I've seen.
More
recently.
Of them killing themselves than dying over in the Middle East. So there are greater suicide numbers than people actually dying in combat, as I understand
yes.
it.
Yes.
And so then a small portion of those who are crazy enough to kill themselves or, you know, maybe not crazy is the right word, but tortured, you know, mentally tortured
yes.
enough to kill themselves, small portion of them end up lashing out at others. Now, again, whether or not this guy was actually hearing voices being transmitted to him by government agents or he was just imagining that because he's crazy, either way, it's a terrible story. And to go back to what she was saying about respecting the military, I respect the ones who refuse to follow orders that are unconstitutional and, you know, walk away. If you walk away from the military, even, you know, despite the threats that are against you, despite the possibility that you could go into the brig, be convicted of absent without leave or whatever, you know, convicted of various different UCMJ offenses.
Right.
Those are the ones that are courageous to me. They're the ones who are standing up against the military itself. They're
Private Manning. I respect
yeah.
Private Manning.
Absolutely. And there were a couple others over the years, over the last couple decades. There was that guy from Hawaii. I forget what his name was, though. But he basically said, yeah, I'm not going to participate in the war in the Middle East. And took whatever consequences were brought to him for it. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. But just following orders, there's nothing to respect about that. This is Free Talk Live.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Scent, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthescent.com. That's SEINE.com. Bookstoreonthescent.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live, and you can dial in here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We do also have Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out that way if you want. We've been talking about the shooter in the airport in Fort Lauderdale and the technology that could very well make true his claim that he was hearing voices from the federal government in his head. Sounds unbelievable, but it turns out the federal government has actually been working on this technology for quite a while, going back to this Medusa technology, which was being talked about between the late 90s and the early aughts, and presumably has only improved.
Right, and then since going back prior to that, in the 70s, there was a microwave technology that I'm guessing Medusa built off of the work in the 70s.
Right, and you were just pulling up Amazon, looking up these bone conduction headphones that I had heard about this technology. I was sort of referencing it earlier without really even knowing how to describe it. But bone conducting, meaning that they contact the back of your skull?
Most of them are right near the ear, so mm-hmm. either above or behind.
Because, I mean, there's obviously skin in the way, so it makes me wonder how effective they are. They must be good if they're being sold to the masses. You can get these things for, what, $40?
Yeah, there's wireless for $40. Now the question is, how good are that? Is the $40 pair versus the $140 pair?
Yeah, I don't know.
But
I would just like to try it, just to see.
Yeah.
You know, is it clear? Is it as clear as the ear canals?
Now, what I've done several times before is, you know, I'll occasionally move the headphones off of my ears
right.
and set it right behind the ear, and mm-hmm. I can still hear everything because it's coming through, you know, it's right near the ear canal. It's just not going directly into the ear canal. But
it's
apparently,
not going to sound as crisp, right?
It's not going to sound as crisp. But apparently Beethoven actually used bone conduction because, you know, he was that deaf composer guy.
Right.
He would bite some kind of tube or wire or something coming out of his piano
right.
so that he could hear the music.
Right. Through his teeth.
Yes. Through the bones in the jaw.
Right.
That connect right by your ear.
The toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here with your thoughts, is 855-450-FREE, Skype username lrn.fm. My pillow is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. And unlike a regular pillow, you can actually wash my pillow and put it in the dryer. It's designed for that. And it's a great pillow. In fact, Daryl and I, we both have them. We've been using them now for a good portion of the last year, and it's fantastic. But you don't have to take my word for it. You can go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, and you'll get your MyPillow at half price, or you can get two for the price of one. It's up to you. Use code FTL to get the discount. And if for some reason you don't think it's the best pillow you've ever used, within the first 60 days, you can send it back in, and they'll send you the purchase price back. You go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. And by the way, the pillow's got a warranty on it of 10 years. They really do stand behind their product over at MyPillow.com. And again, code FTL. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Rodney, listening in Virginia to WNIS. Hello, Rodney. Rodney
hey,
in Virginia.
Rodney?
Hey, you're on the air, Rodney. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, thanks. Timely topic. In the 1990s, that's when I first heard of it. And it went by the name of voice-to-skull technology.
Mm-hmm.
And the story goes about an inventor. An inventor saw a problem. His problem was that his children used to like to listen to the radio, and they would drag a electric radio into the bathroom. And while they brushed their teeth, and they would be turning the radio, which was plugged into an electric socket, and the children would be walking around in the water. So he wanted
That's dangerous.
To find a solution to this. The inventor invented a toothbrush that ran on a battery, and it... their children could hear it. And I guess the upshot is that we don't hear from our eardrum. What happens is the eardrum catches the sound and feeds it to the cochlear bone. Hmm. And the cochlear bone vibrates and through other bones, and that's how you hear through the cochlear bone.
It's interesting. So therefore, you know, Beethoven was onto something, meaning that deaf people could probably hear again with this new technology?
Yep, that's right. And the phone is still for sale. I heard there was some store about 3 years ago still selling this battery-powered radio toothbrush. And
radio toothbrush.
Buy one.
How about that? Hey, Rodney, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. According to the story over at the New York Times, Mr. Santiago, that is the gunman in Fort Lauderdale, Esteban Santiago, age 26, walked into the FBI office in Anchorage, made disturbing remarks that prompted officials to urge him to seek mental health care. He appeared, quote, agitated and incoherent. and said further that his mind was being controlled by a U.S. intelligence agency, unquote, according to one of the senior law enforcement officials interviewed by the New York Times. Other officials said it was too early to tell whether Santiago, who was captured at the airport, had been inspired by terrorist groups, including the Islamic State. The officials said he had viewed extremist materials on the Internet. Shortly after 1 o'clock on Friday, the suspect, who had been an airline passenger, pulled a semi-automatic handgun out of his bag and opened fire in a crowded baggage claim area. According to further reports, turned out he went into the bathroom first, loaded the gun, then returned and opened
Correct.
Fire.
Correct. That's what the one of the airport spokesmen had said. I thought we had mentioned that earlier in the show.
Yep, we did. The New York Times did not mention it here, and that's why I added it. Added it in. Senior law enforcement officials said Santiago was making disjointed statements at his FBI visit. Quote, although Santiago stated he did not wish to harm anyone as a result of his erratic behavior, interviewing agents contacted local authorities, who then took him to a medical facility for evaluation. The official said, quote, the FBI closed its assessment of Santiago after conducting database reviews, interagency checks, and interviews of his family members. And they cleared him for release at that point, where just a couple months later, he ended up in the Fort Lauderdale airport shooting people to death, now in custody after having lied down, face down on the floor, spread eagle, according to one witness. After emptying his magazines, he lays down and just waits for the police to arrive.
Yeah, that's the strangest part to me, is that, you know, the police were not on top of him at some point prior to him laying on the floor.
Well, I mean, certainly the police, when some of the officers will put themselves in harm's way, but others won't. It's not uncommon for you to see video. I remember Columbine was my first real kind of experience seeing this happen, where they knew there were killers in that school shooting people, but
right.
Yet they were just kind of like hanging out, getting ready outside for a while before they finally went in after the killers had shot themselves to death in Columbine.
Right.
And I remember watching the video footage from the news at the time. I was working at Kmart when this was happening live on TV. I was working in the electronics department, so I saw it happening. And I remember watching the cops just standing around outside as the supposed slaughter was going on inside. So it's like, why didn't they go in as soon as they possibly could? Well, it's because officer safety is very much paramount to many of these departments, not officer sacrifice. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. They're not as heroic, some of them, as they might want you to believe. Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You, of course, are invited to join us here. Our number, 855-453. Whether you want to comment on the shooting down in Fort Lauderdale or what you think's going to happen in the aftermath. We haven't really gotten into that. We've been just more talking about the shooter himself and his claims that he was hearing voices of U.S. intelligence agency, or of some U.S. intelligence agency's employees in his head, telling him to go and watch Islamic State videos and review their materials on the internet, leading presumably to a total mental breakdown, which led him to shoot people to death in the airport in Fort Lauderdale. Been talking more about the aspect of that and some of the technology that apparently does exist via microwave devices like the Medusa technologies. We were talking earlier with one of our callers who introduced us to it, and then there's a Wired magazine story about it. So, I mean, this is not some sort of obscure thing that is only in the realm of the conspiracy theory. So that's a real thing, apparently. And you can share your thoughts with us on that. Or, again, as I said, what's coming next? You know, what are we going to hear from the people in government? Will the Trump administration be cracking down on airports, greater security apparatus?
Well, some of this could just be TSA implementing rules.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it doesn't need to be the Trump administration doing anything.
Yeah, so you can make your predictions on what's going to happen next year. Of course, you can also take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that is on your mind. In fact, speaking of Trump, I know that there's a story, I don't know if we're going to get into it tonight, but apparently we should cover this within the next couple weeks because he's going to be inaugurated here in like 13 days, that there's apparently supposed to be some plans to disrupt the coronation, so to speak, by both anarchist groups and marijuana activists. So that I find very interesting.
Although the news article that I read just mentioned anarchists are going to disrupt, but had no mention of what they
of
were
how.
Going to do.
Well, we
or...
know that there's supposed to be thousands of people who are planning on smoking up at the inauguration. So.
There's a group that has said they're going to distribute 4,200 cannabis cigarettes.
Yeah, that's very interesting. So we can talk about anything you want to discuss. Jason is with us listening to KITZ in Washington. Hey, Jason.
Hey,
how you doing?
Welcome, sir.
Enjoy your program. Good
Thank
program.
You. Go ahead.
I just wanted to comment. Our great founders of this great nation warned us against foreign entanglements. And ever since former CIA Director George Herbert Walker Bush decided we needed to invade Iraq because Iraq had invaded Kuwait because Kuwait was slant drilling for oil, and we had to protect Kuwait. We've been having forays into the Middle East for 30 years.
And much longer than that.
Yeah, it's a huge strain on our budget. We've never declared war. And I believe that we're going to continue to have blowback like this shooter in Florida. Mm-hmm. As long as we decide we need to go to the Middle East. I don't know what our clear foreign policy specific purposes have been, if there's ever been a consistent, clear foreign policy. It just seems to keep shifting from one reason to another. But as long as we keep pouring into the Middle East and trying to rearrange governments, I think it's shown in human history that you're going to have a response to that.
Absolutely. I mean, I think you're absolutely right that avoiding
That's
foreign entanglements. Right. I mean, you were talking about a policy. Avoiding foreign entanglement should be the policy. That was a great idea. And up until, well, of course, you know, it didn't take them long to break that idea.
Right.
But regardless, you know, the presidents like Woodrow Wilson were elected on promises to keep out of war. And then, of course, he went ahead and got the U.S. into war. So people in the United States, many of them value the idea of peace. They value the idea of, you know, not getting involved in conflict, because when you pick one side or another, inevitably whoever's on that other side is going to hate you for tipping the scales in one direction or the other. They're going to hate you for bombing their friends or killing their family, and you're absolutely
right.
It's
human nature.
Yeah.
It's human nature.
Jason, any other comments?
Yeah, we had a senator in Oregon for many years during the Vietnam War. He was a Republican, and he never once would vote for funding the Vietnam War. So there have been Republicans that have realized that war should be the very last resort.
Ron Paul,
and
for instance.
Unfortunately, it seems we have a huge part of our economy that depends on perpetual war. So I really hope with the Trump administration that we can take a long, hard look at these kinds of expenditures and decide that we need to have a different foreign policy that doesn't require war to be a continual state.
I appreciate the optimism, Jason. Thanks for the call tonight. I tend to not have it when it comes to the federal government. But Trump did talk about a new era of peace, while at the same time, out of the other side of his mouth, talking about going after ISIS. So I'm not sure if you can have it both ways.
George W. Bush in 1999 and early 2000 talked
about nation building.
How horrible nation building was.
Right.
And what's
what'd
one
he
of
do?
The first things he does? Starts nation building.
Exactly.
And as the late
Barack
doctor,
Obama said, he was going to shut down Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah, well, he's at least moving a lot of the detainees out of Guantanamo.
All right.
Congress has prevented him from actually closing the base because they're the ones that say this is where the money's going.
I see.
And they keep funding it. So they're saying you're not allowed to remove everybody from there. So he's removing a bunch of them.
Interesting.
But as the late Dr. Mark Allen Feldman said several times prior to the Libertarian Party presidential nominating convention, we used to have companies that would manufacture weapons to help with the war effort. Now we have a government that manufactures wars to help with the weapon
the manufacturing efforts, yeah. The military-industrial complex, as it has been aptly named.
Yes.
So you can, of course, bring up anything that you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We go to David. He's in New Mexico on Skype. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, hey, first of all, a little tease for you. On your topic, I have extensive firsthand knowledge of a similar situation to this shooter guy, military shooter, mind control kind of stuff coming out of the military. But this goes back to a previous era back in the 1960s. If you want to hear it after I tell you what I called about. And first of all, so what I called about is to follow up on briefly on the end of our conversation last night. And let me start by saying I appreciate the fact that your station, excuse me, unlike every talk radio station in the Albuquerque market. I appreciate that you allow callers to present verifiable facts. And I mark those words, verifiable facts. Everything that I present publicly, I try to keep my opinion out of it and state only things that I can back up with documentation that is to the standard of being legally admissible evidence in a typical court of law.
Well, so that's pretty unusual. That. Most callers just make claims, so and we'll let that happen too. You can say anything you want here on Free Talk Live, except for the F word.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But in my case, because I am building several legal cases and government complaints, I try to keep myself to that standard. That way, my entire argument and narrative mm-hmm. is directly able or in the form to be put down. Anything I say is in the form that could be put down in a complaint, and everything can be verified that what I said is actually fact. And also, it's not even truth. It's because truth is subjective. It's fact. It can be verified from a venue where people will accept. Generally, the general population will accept that it is fact and not just someone's
All
personal
right.
truth. So anyway, the last night what we ended with was that we're talking about the judge in question and M. Monica Zamora in Albuquerque. And at the end, after you had ended the call, you discussed amongst yourselves that it's common that judges, they can't have every bit of law memorized, and so something might come before them that requires some knowledge of law that they're not up to date on, and mm-hmm. therefore they might have a problem with it. And to that I wanted to share this with you. And first of all, I say this to you from the experience of I am an airline transport pilot, retired, and I flew corporate jets and I flew for the airlines. And we utilize, as you're aware, the Federal Aviation Regulations, which is federal law, and it's written in basically legalese, mm-hmm. mellowed out a little bit so that pilots can work with it. And let me tell you that as a pilot flying for a commercial airline, flying you and your friends around, and also flying high dollar clients in private jets, I can confidently speak for every pilot out there listening that we know basically 99.999% of the hundreds of pages of federal aviation regulations that pertain to our daily operations. And then
you're saying that a judge should also know those regulations. Thanks for the call, David. It's Free Talk Live, Hour 3 coming up. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.